Welcome to Project Lakota Siches. We're learning this week Sicha Beis of Parshas Nitzavim, page 114. This is a Sicha on a Rashi in the beginning of this week's Parsha. Rashi, Bipirushia Laposik, Tapchem, Nesheichem, Vegercha, Shebekerev Machanecho, Michaita Veitzecho, Atshoev Mimecho. So this is a Posik in the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to all Yidden, and he enumerates the different categories of Yidden that he's going to make a bris with them. So Maite Kateva is Michaita Veitzecho. So Rashi brings these two words, Michaita Veitzecho, Mefarish, and Rashi explains as follows. Melamed Shabol Kananim Lizgaya B'mei Moshe. This teaches us that Kananim came to become Gedim in this time by Moshe. Kederach Shabol Givainim B'mei Yeshua. Similar to the Givainim that came in the time of Yeshua to become Gedim. V'zeo Amar B'Givainim. This is what we find that it says by the Givainim. Hayasu Gam Hema Ba'arma. That they also did with trickery. So it says Gam. Gam Hema means that something like this happened before. And Moshe Rabbeinu appointed them to become wood choppers and water carriers. So that's the category of Chayte Veitzecha that it says in the Pasuk here. The Kosva Mefarshim, so the Mefarshim explained Rashi. Shekavonis Rashi, Yikimai Shekosva B'Tanchuma. What Rashi is saying is the same as it says in the Tanchuma. Melamed, Shaboa, Gevoinim Eitzel Moshe, the Gevoinim came to Moshe, V'loi Kiblon, and he didn't accept them as Gedim. Shenema Bayasu Gam Hema Ba'arma Vegoyme, that the Givainim came again by Yeshua, and they also came with trickery to become Gedim. Mahu Gam, Gam Hema, why does it say Gam Hema? L'lametcho Shobo Etzel Moshe, that they came to become Gedim in the time of Moshe, V'le Kiblam, and he didn't accept them as Gedim. This is the Lashon of the Tanchuma, so the Mefarshim say that Rashi is saying the same point as the Tanchuma. Hainu, so what we see in the words of the Tanchuma is, Shebepoyol loikaras Moshe imam bris. These are people that Moshe Rabbeinu did not make with them a bris, he did not accept them as Gedim. El shenosna Moshe miyad, immediately when they came, so he appointed them to be chayt ve'etzim v'shoye v'mayim, woodchoppers and water carriers. V'hainu shenisharu avadim l'bnei Yisrael, so they remained to be servants for Yidden, but they never became Gedim. That's what it says in the Tanchuma. But the Rebbe says, if you pay attention to the words of Rashi, it's not mashma that Rashi agrees to this Tanchuma. Amnam, mizesh Rashi moisef ala Tanchuma shebo kananim lehizgayer. They came to become Gedim, and that's a word that the Tanchuma does not say. And another thing, umash mit hakosev ben Tanchuma, sheloi kibla Moshe, and Rashi omits what it says in the Tanchuma clearly, that Moshe did not accept them. Muchach shalashitas Rashi bepshuta shomikra kiblon Moshe v'nizgayru b'poil. That Rashi's opinion is in the pshat of the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu did accept them as gedim and they became gedim. So Rashi is arguing with what it says in Tanchuma in the pshuta shomikra. These are gedim that Moshe Rabbeinu accepted as gedim. Aval al pizet tzarich lahavim. But now, if so, we have the following questions with Rashi. Aleph number one, minole le Rashi bepshuta shomikra shenizgayru. How does Rashi know to argue with Tanchuma? Where does Rashi see in the pshat of the pasuk that they became gedim? To l'chayre, seemingly, adarabe. On the contrary, kishem shemuva nachreicha shel Rashi, she'achayt ve'etzim v'chulu, einam mivnei Yisrael, just as it's understood that Rashi is explaining that chayt ve'etzim are not just people amongst Klal Yisrael that had this job to be woodchoppers, because the Torah elaborates and separates them in a separate category. They're not included amongst all other Yidden. So that itself, that they're in a second category, it's not only because they have a certain job, they don't deserve to be in another category, it's because it has to be something different about them. So therefore, they're Gedim, they're not the rest of part of the rest of Klal Yisrael. If so, says the Rebbe, Kein, Mochach, L'chayrish, Einem Gedim, for the same reason, we have a proof that they're actually not Gedim. Because Gedim, it already says in the pasuk before, Gercha Asher Bekerev Machanecho. There's the Gedim that Moshe Rabbeinu was gathering here. And Rashi himself actually explains this in the Gemara. Since Moshe Rabbeinu is calling these Chayt Ve'etzim separately, Shmamino Lav B'chlal Yisrael Ninu, they're not part of the rest of Yidden. And they're also not like the rest of the Gedim. So the pshat that it says in the Tanchuma is l'chayda proven from the pasuk. They can't be gedim because the gedim it already says before. So what's the pshat in Rashi? There's another question. My kavonis Rashi bekosvoi melamed shabo kananim. So Rashi says melamed. This pasuk comes to teach me that the kananim came. V'loy ka'omar kananim bo lizgayr v'chulu. Why doesn't Rashi simply say that who are these people? These are kananim that came to be megayr. What's the word melamed? That this pasuk comes to teach this to me. Gimel, another question. Lama maitik b'harayet mimashakosu b'yeshua v'yasu gam heima. When Rashi brings the pasuk where we see that the Givainim also copied and did the same thing, gam tevas ba'arma. Why does Rashi bring this word ba'arma that they came and they did with the same trickery? Without this word, the raya of Rashi, that since it says gam, so we see that this happened before in the time of Moshe, is understood. Why is Rashi adding that word? So the Rebbe explains, v'habir b'kolze, the pshat in this Rashi is as follows. V'pshutei shel mikra muchach, in the pshat of the pasuk, it's clear, shechaytve yitzecha, ad shoyev mimecha, the woodchoppers, the water carriers, hem chelek ma'am Yisrael. It has to be that they are part of Klal Yisrael. K'arei tekefu miyad, mefarash hakavona, shel kol ha'atem nitzovim, that the pasuk immediately explains, what's the point of atem nitzovim, all the yidden that are standing here together, shebehem klulim, kol asugim amnim nim b'kra, which includes all of the categories that the pasuk afterwards says. Shila avrucha bevris Hashem lekecha ba'Allah soya Hashem lekecha kairisim chayayim haynu bris lekiyim ha-mitzvahs. All of these people in this category here are included in this bris for the kiyim ha-mitzvahs. If so, what's the reason why? So if so, it's clear that all of these individuals are part of Klal Yisrael. So from this it's clear, so these people, the woodchoppers, either they're just another segment amongst Eden, or they're part of Gedim. Because if it's not the case, they're just Avadim, like we saw in the Tanchuma, in the pshat of the pasuk, they have no connection to the mitzvahs. So that's how Rashi knows to teach, not like the Tanchuma, that it must be that they were accepted as Gedim. So v'kivin shekein mistaber shehinam b'chlal Gedim. It's logical to say that they're not part of Klal Yisrael, but they're a category within Gedim. Why is this? So the Rebbe gives a few reasons here. Aleph mi'atzad ha'shav v'shem b'losh na'kosov. There's a certain similarity in the way chayte v'itzech and shayv v'imecha is written. It's similar to Gedim. Sugim elu v'gercha shabekerev machanecha mechayte v'itzecha ad shayv mimecha nemru kulam b'loshin yachid. It's all written in a singular term. Mashenken asugim shenimnu lufneze, the people that I mentioned, the categories that I mentioned before, shabo b'loshin rabim. Before it says tapchem, nesheichem, it's written b'loshin rabim, different segments amongst Klal Yisrael. When it comes to gercha, it's written loshin yachid, and then chayte v'itzecha ad shayv mimecha is also written loshin yachid. So therefore, it's logical that these are people that are amongst Gedim. Beis, another simple thing we see here, misignan aloshin, from the loshin of the pasuk, it doesn't say chayte v'itzecha and shayv mimecha. It says mi chayte v'itzecha ad shayv mimecha. From your woodchoppers to your water carriers. Muchach shemamshich b'zeh lefarish protim b'mashem kosov lufneze v'gercha shabekarev machanecha. That the pasuk here is just elaborating on gercha. That the gercha includes all those gedim from the woodchoppers to the water carriers. Dim loike, ela shem sugim b'fnei atzmon legamri. If they are a completely different category, havel lemeima belishnu kebahana deleil, should have used a similar language like it says before. Chayte v'itzecha v'shoyev mimecha. These are another two categories of chayte v'itzecha and shoyev mimecha. Val derech mashakosov, and we see a similar lashon that the Torah when it uses the mi and ad, kol b'chayim meretz Mitzrayim. All the b'chayr Mitzrayim, and then the pasuk elaborates what that includes. Mi b'chayr para yeshiv al kisay ad b'chayr ashivcha shehin pratov shal kol b'chayr beretz Mitzrayim. It's the details of kol b'chayr. It's not another category. Hanemel of Neza, which says before, hagneve mishayr at chamayr atze a gneve which a person does from an ox to a donkey to a sheep. Va'oid, and other examples where when it says mi, ad, we're not adding a new category, we're just elaborating what was said before. So therefore over here, when it says michaita v'itzach ha'atshev v'imecha, after gercha, we know that this is details of certain kinds of gedim. Elom. So now we understand two things. The Rebbe explained to us that we must say that they're part of Klal Yisrael, because they're part of the bris, and we also can see that they're part of gedim. But the question remains, why is the Torah specifically elaborating and saying that these gedim are also included? And the Torah takes it out of the klal of all the gedim. The pshita, the enkel sol kadaitach lo itzia mina klal mepnei aska b'avedis koshes elu. You can't say that just because they had this kind of a job, even if you're going to say that it's a difficult job, just because of that, they're taken out of the general category of all gedim. So what is the reason why the Torah spells out these gedim separately? Ubehechrich loymar. So we must say shebeinyan ayesam gedim. This, the fact that they are gedim, heim besug nifrad megerchastam. That within Gedim itself, they are a category for itself. Moving gamkein, shesug nifrat zeh begedim. This category amongst Gedim nischadish besibas ezim urish yira bezman asamach lamiris meisha atam nitzavim begayme. This is something that just happened and took place in this time period around when Moshe said this atam nitzavim. Why? To im loykein havelo lefarad betoyde din sug zeh shel gedim bekamim bechol mokim or bekamim mekaymis lefneiza sheniskru gedim betoyde. Any time gedim are mentioned in the Torah earlier on, this is not the first time that gedim are brought up. Gedim are brought up in the Torah earlier. So if the Torah spells out a separate category amongst gedim, why anywhere earlier in the Torah where it speaks about gedim doesn't it? So it must be that we're talking about a certain category of gedim. And there's something specific that happened in this time period that is a separate segment of Gedim that the Torah is mentioning here. L'chem befarish Rashi, so therefore Rashi says, the mekivin shematzinu chove b'mikra. We find another place, an example of what happened. L'gedim misug miyuchot b'yeshua. Gedim of a unique category in the time period of Yeshua. Mestave shesuga miyuchot shehoye b'mei Moshe hoye k'moysom. So it's logical to say that this special category of Gedim in the time of Moshe was also similar. What caused these Gedim, this unique segment of Gedim, to become Gedim in the time of Moshe is similar to what caused these people to become Gedim in the time of Yeshua. And what is this? The fact that here Yidden were about to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And that's actually in the time of Yeshua, when Yidden were about to conquer the land. So al derech zeh, similarly, b'mei Moshe, b'zman she'omdu b'nei Yisrael l'kones l'Eretz Kanan, Yidden are about to enter into the land, amanas l'kofsho, with the intention to eventually conquer it, bo as a Kananim lizgai v'liyas b'chal Yisrael. So the Kananim were afraid, just like when Yidden, in the time of Yeshua, began conquering Eretz Yisrael. So the Kananim were afraid. Similarly, in the time of Moshe, the Kananim were afraid because Yidden were about to enter Eretz Yisrael and they came to be Megayer. So the cause of the Gedus, this unique cause of this time in history that brought about an influx of Gedus from the Kananim in that area is similar to the way it was Bimei Yeshua, now as well Bimei Moshe. Ulefiza muvan, shebol is Gayer, erev hikonsom le'eretz Kanan. They came to become Gedim before they are entering into Eretz Canaan. In other words, the Rebbe emphasizes Eretz Canaan. They're coming to conquer their territory. And v'rak oz, nischadish, sug zeh shel Gedim. So now we have this unique category of Gedim that came for a specific reason. In other words, there must have been Gedim along the time when Yidden were the Midbar. There could have been Gedim that came. Each individual came for whatever reason he came. He recognized the greatness of the Yidden and he came to be Megayer. But here we have a unique influx of Gedim that came as a group to be Megayer because of the fear that Yidden are coming to conquer their territory. So this is a unique segment of Gedim that came for a specific reason in the time of Yeshua and similar in the time of Moshe. So therefore, this happened at this time period, never before. And this is a specific reason that caused this now. And therefore, the Torah specifies them separately. So that's the pshat of these gedim. They're part of the gedim, but there's a specific reason that it happened now, and the Torah talks about them. Aval, the Rebbe is still not satisfied. That dayin ain't a move on. The point of the question here still remains. My nafkemina me'ezes sibin is gaido. Why should this matter? The cause, the reason of why they became gaidim, why is that enough of a reason to specify them separately? Hare sof sof gaidim im kechol ha-gaidim. They converted, they became gaidim just like anybody else. So v'loma nimnus besuk bifnei atzmai. The question still remains, why is the Torah separating them in a separate category? Ein loymar shebalish lakasol ketaytach loymar she'einam nechlolim begercha v'gaimim. So now, maybe we could say that maybe this itself is what the Torah is teaching me. I would have thought that maybe these people that came to be Megaya for this reason, that because we're coming to conquer their territory and they were afraid, so they became Gaidim. So I would have thought maybe they weren't accepted as Gaidim. And the Torah is saying, no, that even them, they're also Gercha. Even the Chayit of Itzach and Shoyed Meimecha are also Gaidim. Similar to what we have before by the Bechor Mitzrayim, that the Torah is Mechadish, that includes even Paroi, that even includes Bechor HaShivcha. So over here, the Chiddush is that they're also accepted as Gaidim. So the Rebbe says, Eizetam Yishnu L'Kasalka Daitach Zun. Why would I think that they're not accepted as Gaidim? The Chimipnei Shebol is Gaib in Mei Moshe V'chulu, they came to be Megayir in this time period of Moshe, Yala L'Adas She'enim L'Chlolim B'V'Gercha Hashem B'Kerav Machanecha. Would there be any reason to think that they're not included in the regular Gaidim that came to be Megayir amongst your camps? Why would we think? Why would the Torah have to say so? In Ha'ara 15, there's a longer Ha'ara where the Rebbe actually does point out that there may be certain reasons to believe why they wouldn't be included in Gaidim, and the Rebbe addresses it in the Ha'ara. But here, inside the Sikha, the Rebbe says that the cause of what brought them to become Gaidim doesn't matter. Yes, it's a specific incident that happened in the history in that time period, so in that sense they're unique and different than other Gaidim. However, the fact is that they are regular Gaidim, just like anybody else. So why is the Torah spelling out this category separately because of this unique thing that happened in that time of history? So therefore Rashi adds one word in the beginning of his pshat. This teaches us that Canaan came to become Gaidim in that time period. And then Rashi says, just like in the time of Yeshua, there was a unique thing that happened. There was an influx of Gaidim that came from the Canaanim. Similarly, it happened in the time of Moshe. So what is this word melamed in Rashi telling me? Kuloima, meaning, the fact that the Torah specifies these Gaidim in a separate category, they're not really any different than any other Gaidim. The only difference is the cause of their Gaidim. But why are we here? Just because of the cause of the Gaidim, are we spelling them out separately? Kavanosa lelamdeinu, lesaper lonu, is just to teach us about this incident. Ashubo kenanam lesgai, b'mei meishachulu. That this happened, that there was an influx of Gaidim when the Eden were about to enter Eretz Yisrael. V'kama en yonim, there are many things and incidents that happen to the Yidden that the Torah doesn't write explicitly and only writes them as a hint. So over here, as well, just like any other incidents that the Torah writes about, that there's all kinds of stories that the Torah writes when the Yidden were in the Midbar. So this is really just another story of history that happened to the Yidden that the Torah is telling us. So really, they're not different than any other Gaidim. There's a difference in the cause of the Gaidis, in what led to their Gaidis, in the history and the unique circumstance of their Gaidis, but not in the actual Gaidis. So Rashi writes, Melamed, the Torah is spelling out this Gaidis separately to teach me about this unique incident that happened, that there were many Gaidim of the Canaanim that came to be Megayid in this time period. So now, since this is not so simple, it's not so obvious, that just with a few words, Elu, these few words here, Kavana Sakasav Lanamez, Aklolus Mu'ural Ulaproto. The Torah is telling me about this whole story that happened and the details of how they came, and there was a question whether they should be accepted, because they only came because they were afraid, and Moshe Rabbeinu accepted them. So therefore Rashi says, Vizeo Omo Begivainim Vayasu Gamhema. That we have a proof for this pshat that these few words are just coming to tell us about this incident. Because we see that over there it says, Gam Hema, that when they came by Yeshua, they were copying something that happened before. This proves that something like this already happened before. It happened at the time of Moshe. Just like here, the Torah writes these words. It says there in the Pasuk as well, He appointed them to be woodchoppers and water carriers. So if you look at the few extra words that we have here, that the Torah specifies this category of Gedim, and you look at what's spelled out later by Yeshua, of what happened to the Gedim that came in his time, so this clarifies the specific, the unique and specific circumstance of this Gedus. And we know why the Torah is writing to let us know, to relate to us this story, the unique influx of Gedus that came in that time. However, the Rebbe says there's one more detail here that we can ask. Another question here. If you look further there in the Pasuk of Yeshua and you see what happened there, there's another question. When the student learning here will take a look in Yeshua, what happened over there with the Givinim that came to him, Rashi points you to the Psukim there. So the Talmud is going to go look over there to see, he might find a proof opposite of what Rashi says, should be that in the time period of Moshe, such a thing couldn't have happened. Why? If this is something that already happened before, in the time of Moshe, so why is it that when Yeshua accepted these Gedim, so all the congregation, all the Yidden came and complained to the Nesiim, why did we accept these Gedim? Why are we doing this? Why did they complain? Moshe Rabbeinu did the same thing. They did appropriately. They're just doing the same as Moshe Rabbeinu did. Why don't we find there in the Pasuk that Yeshua answers them this? I'm just repeating what Moshe Rabbeinu did. So from the story that it says there, and we see that this caused complaints and Yeshua doesn't even respond to them, so we see, and at least not in this way, that he has Moshe Rabbeinu as a precedent for this. So we see l'chaira that this is something that never happened before. So to answer this, Rashi adds one word. That when they came to Yeshua, they came with arma, with trickery. Here Rashi is specific in saying, they came to become Gedim Stam. They were very open and clear about their intentions. There was no trickery. They weren't coming to be Gedim just to save their life, and they were not honest and they were not serious. No, they came bekavona gluya that they want to be Gedim. If so, so Yeshua cannot use what Moshe Rabbeinu did as a precedent that he has to follow and do the same to accept him as Gedim. Therefore, all the Eden complained then, and Yeshua couldn't answer them that Moshe did the same thing. So on one hand, what happens in the time period of Yeshua did already happen before in the time of Moshe. But at the same time, though, it's not exactly the same. When they came the first time, they came sincerely. Yeah, and really it makes sense if you look at the history of what happened here. The first time, the Eden were just about to enter Eretz Yisrael, and they're not yet about to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So they weren't so afraid. So when they came the first time, they were sincere. They saw the Yidden and they wanted to be Gedim. Second time, by Yeshua, the Yidden were about to conquer Eretz Yisrael. They were afraid for their life. So over here, they came by Arma. They weren't really honest. So we have the Pshat and the Rashi here. We have a unique category amongst Gedim. Chayte Veitzach and Shoev Meimecha. What's unique about this category is the cause of what brought about this Gedus in that time of history that they were about to enter Eretz Yisrael. But the actual Gedus was a full Gedus according to Rashi. That's what the Rebbe's Chiddush in our Sikha is here. That it's a full regular Gedus. It's just that the history and the story that happened is what the Torah is sharing with us. So now we can see according to Chassidus in our Rashi as follows. Yidua piska madmua zakan ala pasik. There's a vart that's brought in a yom yom from the Alter Rebbe on this pasik. Mechayte veitzecha at shayev mimecha. What does this mean? Eitzecha, besides meaning wood, could also be maloshen eitza. It refers to advice or ideas, which means va kavana. The point is shetzrichim lachtoiv ulahasir es a eitzais. A person has to carve out and remove those ideas that he has. Shehena rabis machshavis belevish. Those thoughts and ideas that distract a person and take a person away from serving the Eibishter, you have to carve them out and remove them. That's Chayta Veitzecha. V'shoyev Meimechad Alter Rebbe said, Harkavone Shetzrichim Lishoyev V'samayim Amatzmichim Kol Mini Tainot. A person has to draw out the water, which refers to the desires that a person has for the worldly pleasures. That's Chayta Veitzecha. The Torah is giving us an instruction over here in Avedis Hashem to carve out and remove the distracting ideas and to remove the desires that pull a person away from serving the Eibishter. Now, so this is the Alter Rebbe's Pshat. So the Rebbe now will explain that in Rashi, we see a deeper application of the Alter Rebbe's Pshat. Ach efsher mishu yitoin, now it's possible that someone will argue and say, ha teinech yisocha. Okay, the Alter Rebbe's Vart is applicable to a person that's in the category of yisocha. Yeshveyoyel sits and learns Torah all day. V'kolechad v'echad b'limit shalevet Torah, or every person when he's learning Torah. V'kiyem ha-mitzvahs, or when he's doing a mitzvah, or b'avedes ha-tfilo, when he's davening. So Oz, Bavada Yeshisa Shotaruvis Harabis Machshavas Shalivat Nugayla Mazashale. Definitely, if you're now you're learning, you're davening, you're doing a mitzvah, it's a time to be focused and dedicated in what you're doing, and you have to remove all other distracting things. Aval Zvulun, but a person that's in the category of Zvulun, Bali Aisik, Bishoshu, Aisik bin Yani Mischa, a person that's doing business and while he's involved in his business. Kailo, Bachilosa, Yishtiyase Vichulu, while he's eating and drinking. Now I'm doing mundane activity. Right now, I'm engaging in physical activity. Here it's my ideas. I'm tending to my own needs. So here it's my passion, my pleasure, my ideas, my agenda should be involved in this. And that's what it's about. And a person thinks to himself, the more I'll be involved, the more I'll put my mind to it, and the more I'll have my own pleasure involved, my own passion involved, the more success I'll have in what I do. I mean, after all, the Torah writes, "B'chol asher ta'aseh," you have to do, so you have to do, it's up to me. So that's the question a person will ask. The Vart of the Alter Rebbe, Chayta Veitzecha and Shoyev Mimecha, is limited to those time periods where you're involved in learning or doing a mitzvah or davening, but not when you're involved with things that are to yourself, that you're doing for yourself. Over here, it's about me, it's all about me. So this is the lesson here of the Rashi. This pasuk of Chayta Veitzecha and Shoyev Mimecha is talking about who? It's talking about Kenanim that came to be Mizgayer. What's the hint of Kenanim? And Venosna Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them the Kenanim Chayta Veitzim v'Shoyev Mayim. So the hint of Kenani is Shagan Kenani. Even a Kenani l'fia pirish seicher. The Pshat, the Alter Rebbe himself says in Torah Eir and Parshas Vayeshev that Kenani refers to a merchant. In other words, even a person in his business, in his eating and drinking, where he's tending to himself. Even in that time period of your day, you still have to apply the attitude and the Vart of the Alter Rebbe that remove your own agendas, your own ideas, remove your own pleasures for your own personal selfish sake. Whatever you're doing should be done for the sake and the purpose of the Eibishter. That's the answer. Here in Rashi, you see the application of the Vart of the Alter Rebbe. If a person will still be persistent and argue, this is a very difficult thing to expect from a person. To reach a level, even regarding his physical matters, that the person should totally rely and trust in Hashem, and not to mix in his own ideas and his own pleasure. Completely rely on Hashem, even when it comes to the physical part of his life and the business, where the Torah itself says, "B'chol asher ta'aseh," and here in this, a person should be so dedicated and relying on the Eibishter. This is a very, very high level to expect of a person. So Rashi answers and Rashi hints to us. It's Moshe Rabbeinu that appoints them to be these woodchoppers and water carriers. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that is empowering you for this Aveda in the Alter Rebbe's Pshat of carving out, of removing all distractions and removing your own ideas and pleasures, even when it comes to Gashmi Zdiga matters. It's the Moshe that's within every single Yid that lifts you up and gives you the ability to do this. And regarding the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is there in the heart of every single Yid, Gam Aveda Anal, this Aveda of applying the Vart of the Alter Rebbe, the way Rashi applies it, even for a Kanani, even for a merchant in his physical life, Milsa Zutra Sehi, it's a small matter, it's very attainable, it's very achievable.